So joined on the phone this afternoon then by Janet Ellis, the ex-Blue Peter presenter, ABBA impersonator, and more importantly for this interview, mum of four. Afternoon, Janet.
Sorry, I was just laughing at ABBA impersonator.
Well, I enjoyed the show, to be fair.
It was a tough call, but I really liked the end result.
Indeed, well, yeah, exactly. You can't be performing to that many people, can you?
No.
Right then, job in hand. The amount of money that kids are getting nowadays then for pocket money. I mean, it's when I was growing up, honestly, thinking back, and it's a long way to think back, all I can think of is about £1, £1.50 a week, I'm sure, if I was lucky, which seemed to last me forever.
Well, we're keeping price with inflation here, aren't we, really? Because on average now, a five-year-old gets £1.50 a week and a 14-year-old gets about £7. And I think allowing for inflation and the sort of things they're buying with their money, that seems about the same, really.
I guess it's not too much of a change. The thing is, I remember as well, I mean, thinking about it, I didn't get, you know, to add to my pocket money. I used to do a paper round and stuff like that, as, you know, many youngsters, I guess, still do.
They do, yeah, they do. And also the advent of car boot sales and eBay has also meant a lot of handy, financially remunerative recycling of children's things as well.
Well, that's the thing as well. For my paper round kind of thing, I remember getting, what, £10 a week back when I was 14, 15. I've never been so financially well off as I was then. Because you just, you know, it's all disposable income, isn't it? You just spend
it. Absolutely, yeah. You've got free board and lodgings. Yeah, you don't have to worry about your holidays or your transport. It's lovely. And also, on a serious note, I think giving pocket money to children gives them just a little bit of power, because when you're little, you haven't got much, to be honest, have you? You know, people tell you what to do and what to eat and when to get up, but to hand them just a little tiny bit of cash and it's theirs to do with as they like is heady stuff, and to be encouraged.
Indeed, a bit of responsibility, you see. It's up to them, you know, how they manage their money.
Yes, exactly. And I do think, and the interesting thing from this survey, which the Toonami Kids Channel, which is relaunching today, commissioned, is that children are still using their money very sensibly. They're not just going out and buying the latest CD, they're also saving. It depends slightly where you are in the country for the amount they're saving, and I'll present this purely for information.
No, that's,
children,
that's good.
Children from Yorkshire save the most.
I thought it might be higher, but that's, you know, let's not get into a geographical debate about who saves
just
the best.
Just a fact, yeah.
Yeah,
just
no,
a
that,
fact.
That's cool. And as you sort of touched on a while ago with eBay and stuff like that, the thing nowadays as well, like you say, kids can become very rich very early if they're a bit switched on, even, you know, if they invest their pocket money wisely.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first car boot sale we did, you know, the whole family were very excited about it, and my kids said, can we sell off some toys? And I went, yes, of course. You know, they made by far the most money. They were the hardest bargainers, and I think they were probably at the end of the day the most satisfied, you know. And of course, as these things always go, they did not have to lay out the £5 for the pitch.
Exactly. That's the brilliant thing about being a child. As we said, there's no overhead costs. Everything is pure profit. Whatever you receive.
Did they have to put up that wallpaper paste table? They did not. it was jam, really.
You should, next time, Janet, charge them commission. It's quite simple.
I know, I thought,
you know,
that,
5%.
Yeah, it's too late, because when you've got three of them and you haven't started that, it's a bit hard to go in harder with the younger ones, isn't it? And I didn't start it with Sophie, and I should have done, really.
I see your problem. So, thanks so much, Janet. Just quickly before we wrap things up, I met you before, Janet, believe it or not.
Oh, where was that?
Many, many years ago, when I was very, very young. I still have your autograph in my autograph book.
Really?
Really, yeah.
What were you doing?
We were at Richmond Cinema.
Yeah?
Watching a double bill of The Jungle Book and Mickey's Christmas Carol. And I met you outside with my mum. And basically, we didn't have any... You're very lovely, by the way. We didn't have any paper or indeed a pen. So you ended up scribbling your autograph, leaning on my back, on some tissue paper, using my mum's eyeliner pen.
Oh, and you still got it?
I've still got it, yeah. I've still got it at home. I'm guessing, I mean, you had a daughter with you. I'm guessing that was Sophie, was it?
It would have been Sophie, yeah. We used to live around there then. Yeah, how lovely.
So there you go. Good
really
to speak
nice
to you.
Story.
Some. We won't say how many years later, but a couple of years later.
Oh, I can't lie about my age. Sophie's 26. People can do the math.
Thanks very much. Right? It was 20 odd years then. Thanks,
it
Janet.
Would have been, yeah. Well, nice to meet you again, Neil.
And brilliant. And,
I'm happy to do you a hard copy if you want.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I'll bear that in mind. Cheers, Janet.
Bye for now.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's really nice.